everybody, we're here with Paula and Elizabeth from Run Talk Run and Walk Talk Walk. They're here just to tell us a little bit more about what it is and why they set it up, and yeah, I think it's a great thing for chaperones. So, over to you ladies. So, first of all, can you tell us what it actually is? What is Run Talk Run?
Well, Run Talk Run is a weekly gentle 5 kilometre run. With the emphasis on gentle. So the idea is it's a safe place that is accessible to everyone. You can come along and there's a 5 kilometre run, and it's a chance to open up in a safe space and talk about any concerns or issues that you may have. We will always go at the pace of our slowest member, so you don't have to worry about your speed or pace. This is not a race. It's basically just a place for people to be together and be able to talk about any mental health concerns, and move, basically. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I think definitely there's a, and also there's a chance to meet always before each run, so you can meet new people. Like, we've noticed, haven't we, that we've had some people coming each week, but then sometimes we've had some person 1 week and then they miss a couple of weeks and they come back again, so there's always a little bit of a chance to have a chat before the run.
Yeah.
And also we try to keep the emphasis on the fact that predominantly is a mental health peer support group, mm-hmm. more as a more important factor than the run.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, not everyone needs to talk, but not everyone needs to go to a GP to talk about their problems. Yeah. But everyone does need, especially in these times with Corona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the idea, when we first started, we were able to stay afterwards, have a coffee. You know, the talk could go on for a lot longer. It's not been possible at the moment, although with new rules, we can at least stay outside with a cup of coffee together. But as hopefully restrictions are eased, we might be able to... The talking might be able to come more predominantly. The other thing we found, a lot of people were put off by the idea of the distance of 5 kilometres as a run, even a gentle run, which is why we launched also Walk Talk Walk, which is the exact same premise, but just with walking.
Okay.
And we... run them alongside each other so that we, you know, all people can be together, basically.
Okay.
And Paula and I will switch which of us leads the, which group.
Okay. So. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and I think for some people, yeah, the running thing seems a little bit daunting, myself included. but the prospect of walking and being able to chat to people and meet new people is actually quite a nice thing.
Yeah.
And Chaperones is such a small community that actually you meet people that you kind of vaguely know anyway.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like on the circuit kind of thing. So I think it's quite nice that you're providing that opportunity. And I think you do it the same time every week?
Yep, same time every week, every Thursday, 9 o'clock, same time for walking, same time for running, and then we can all be together at the end and have a coffee. We're trying to work out the timings at the moment so that we actually all finish around about the same time.
Because
the walkers want to see the runners and the runners want to see the walkers.
So
I think we might do it that we set walkers off a little bit earlier so that we all can finish at the same time, because it's a really nice part, and actually we're realising that the coffee part is going on longer and longer every week. And it's great because there's no pressure to stay. So if you just want to do the walk or if you just want to do the run, that's fine, you finish, off you go. And then if you want to stay longer, some days you feel like you want to talk.
Yeah.
And some days you just want to be around others and not really say anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's good because it gives the opportunity for both.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think for some people as well, it gives them the reason to go somewhere. Right.
Yeah.
So it's people do want to go and have a chat with people, but actually knowing that okay, at 9 o'clock I'm going to go and meet some people and it's happening, it gives people that comfort that you know there's going to be somebody there.
Yeah, and in being accountable as well, because you've said to someone, oh yeah, I'll be there at 9.
Yeah.
So even if you're feeling, oh, I don't know, I don't really feel like it today, and I kind of want to stay at home, then you think, well, I have said I'm going to go, so. Okay, I'm going to go. And actually, when you turn up, then you actually feel really good about it.
We always say as well, don't we, those days when you really don't want to are probably the days you need it the most.
Yeah,
so actually, if you have already said, yes, I'm going, and people expect you, and you force yourself, you will never regret going.
It's going to be a positive experience.
Yeah, even if, and you don't have to talk. You can just go to listen.
Yeah,
like, just be there or enjoy the walk, be outside, look at the river.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So why did you... decide to set this particular thing up? Like, how did you find out about Run Talk Run? And
So we started running together, we've just realised it's exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just before the first lockdown.
Yeah, we had like two runs and then really enjoyed them and then got locked down.
Literally, just in talking about this, literally two runs and then lockdown. We were like, oh no. And I actually did not realise that I could run and talk at the same time.
I don't think I can.
Yes, you can. Just depends what speed you want to go at. Yes. You've got to go at a speed where you can still talk. There are runs where I can't talk to you.
There's sometimes we go quiet and it's normally because we're going uphill.
Yeah, it was amazing because we just started running together and then we realised this is brilliant. There's something so special about running together with a friend because I think it's the side by side. It's different to being in a coffee shop. It's different to being sat like eyeball to eyeball. And you're side by side, it's kind of like a support feeling. You're going on this little journey kind of together. And I don't know if it's the same for you, but for me, because you're running, your body is a little bit tired out. So you don't have the chance to filter what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thoughts that come into your mind, they just come out.
Yeah.
But you've got no way of stopping them. Like, however we're feeling on a given day, you know, it's coming out. Like, we're going to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no filter, and it just feels really good. Yeah. Somehow there's no judgment. It's like what's said on a run stays on a run. I don't know.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
It's not walking into a room either. I think that's the big difference, right? When you're walking into a room, it can be quite intimidating, but you're kind of meeting up and you're kind of doing something.
And you're outside. Yeah, you can say we're here for the run. I think Paula was the one who discovered Run Talk Run as an organisation, and it was set up in the UK by this wonderful woman called Jess Robson, isn't it?
Jess Robson, yeah. She started it in 2017.
Okay.
Because she realised that in London there were not enough accessible running groups.
Okay.
A lot of running groups are there for like competitive
runners.
Reasons, for, you know, getting a faster time, getting your faster 5K. And she's struggled with a lot of mental health problems in her life. And so she decided that she wanted to set up a mental health running group. So a group where you come along and you basically do what we've been doing for the last
just
year.
Just listen to each other.
Just being there.
Yeah.
And as a peer support group, and for anybody, at any level of fitness.
Yeah.
And she started it with one group in London, and it's just,
snowballed
from there.
It's like you say, you're not walking into a group, you don't have to sit in front of someone, make this decision to talk, because you don't have to talk.
Yeah.
You just come in along.
Yeah, we never say, oh, we're going to meet up because we need to discuss something.
No.
You know, we just start running, and then it just
happens.
Yeah.
And the nature as well, like, who don't want to talk as well, we've often said to people with Run, Talk, Run, if they turn up and actually want to, you know, when you're in those moods, you actually think, I don't want to talk to somebody, don't want to talk about my problems, that's all right as well.
Yeah.
You can just come along and just be there.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
There's no pressure. You don't have to talk.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
But somehow, once you start moving, it just happens.
It just happens, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a little bit of magic.
Yeah. I think, absolutely.
So, okay, why do you guys like running? Convince me that running is the best
thing. But actual running itself.
Well,
do you want to say why you run? Tell me a little bit.
Yeah, so for me, I didn't grow up running, actually. I did grow up sporty, but team sports. I always did team sports when I was at school. But then I had children and I suddenly had a lot less time. So for me, running was a way to stay fit and to fit exercise into a very small window of time. And I could do it with my children. I used to run with them when they were young enough to be in buggies. For me,
you're amazing. How many buggies?
Oh yeah, I had a triple at one point. That was quite hard. Two wasn't really. Yeah, two was a better. Yeah, one was with the last one. It was more fun.
Yeah.
With just one child. But for me, So basically, I got into it just because it was the easiest, quickest way to exercise, and then I just found, oh, you just love it. And then for me, it ended up being, and I used to only ever do 30 minute maximum because I used to say to myself, I can't say I haven't got 30 minutes in my day to do this. And then, especially as the children got older and I got faster and better, it was my headspace. It was my time that was about me, that I could think about what I need to think about. And then, actually, I started running in America. And I started running with a friend, like Paula was saying, I hadn't run with anyone before. And when I started running with this friend, it suddenly made it a social event. Then we just talked about like going a bit further and running a bit longer. And for me, it was just amazing to have something that was mine when I was just being mum at home.
Yeah.
So, like, to be able to go out running and feel like I was achieving something over the time. And so I kind of want to spread that and share that with people. But I don't want people to feel scared. We're not out there running marathons. We just, you know, it's okay to just do 5K. And even if 5K is too much, come for the walk. Or start with the runners, stop and just join the walkers. You only have to do 1K. And, you know, that for me, it's such a good feeling. You just feel really good after.
Yeah. I think it's the same for me. I think I grew up quite a lot of sport as kids. We were outside a lot. So it just feels natural to want to be outside. I picked up running at university, I think. That was probably when I first started running, along Bournemouth Beach. And it was really good in one direction because the wind was
really horrible in the other direction.
No, it was flat. It was brilliant. I was like, oh, this is really good. I can definitely do this.
Turn around
and be like, oh. But anyway, it didn't put me off because I definitely felt... For me, it was a way to, like, put everything in little boxes. Mum wasn't very well at the time when I was at uni, and I found that quite difficult. And running helped me process things that I can't process when I'm at home.
Yeah.
There's just too many distractions. There's too many other things going on. And I just find when I go out for a run, sometimes I've come up with, well, my wacky ideas.
Yeah.
but sometimes it just really helps me to put everything in boxes, what I need to do, where I need to be, what things are bothering me, like friends I need to call. It could be anything. And I run for different reasons. Sometimes I literally run because everything is just too much, you know, the stuff that life throws at you, you just need to process it, and that's great. I use it for that. Other times it's just like a bit of like built up energy and I need to like get rid of it, and so then maybe sometimes I listen to music, like my favourite music, and need to go for a quick run. Sometimes it needs to be a long run just to sort my head out. And again, like same as Elizabeth, really, I think when I was a mum, that was when I really got into it, because you just have such little time. You have no time to yourself. All you need is a pair of trainers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's so accessible to everyone.
It's that window of opportunity. You know, sometimes, like, the day is really busy. You're at home, you're doing this, you're doing that. It's just general, just stuff is being thrown at you. And then there's this little window that pops up. And I find, like, in the early days with babies especially, I'd put my running stuff on in the morning, and that was just a definite thing for me. Put the running stuff on. Like,
just in case.
The second I got up. Because then, if the window of opportunity comes, all you need to do is put your trainers on and go out the door. There's no barriers. So I think it's easier, like, it's an easy sport to get into.
Right.
Because as soon as you think, oh, okay, I'm going to go for a run, you just put the trainers on and go. Whereas if you're going to go swimming, you need to pack your bag, then you need to drive, park, pay for parking, pay for entry, then get changed.
There's a time limit.
There's just certain, and the time is going and it's running. And if you've got a baby to feed, you can't always fit that in. But you can, like you say, you can have 30 minutes. If you can't have 30 minutes a day, then...
Yeah.
I guess that's the thing. And I think, like, I don't know, it feels so good. And, like, people talk about this runner's high.
Oh, and
it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true that the endorphins and the chemicals that get released, it's just...
It's amazing. And I would say now I am a runner. I love running. I run a lot. But there are days I don't want to run. And there are days I feel so sluggish when I'm running. And, you know, it's like wading through treacle. But I know afterwards I will feel so good. And I do. And there's other days when you fly and you just think you have wings and the sun is shining and the view is amazing and you're so happy to be alive and out there.
There's no
and
they're wonderful, the same,
but not there's no one the same. Yeah.
No, every single one is different.
Yeah, and some ones are horrid. But I think it's a really nice, happy cycle that you get into with it. Like, if you're running, you love it and you love the exercise and you feel good. And you want to keep that feeling going, so you'll go again. And I think there's a hump to get over.
Yeah, it's about getting to that point where it's a habit.
It's a natural thing. And if you can push through,
that definitely, I think it definitely helps build resilience in other parts of life, because you know, when you look at that big hill sometimes and you just think, oh, how am I going to get up that?
Yeah.
You get up it because you've put it on your little agenda, yeah, and you've decided this is the hill, yeah, I'm going to go up, yeah, today. It's really hard and you push through and then at the top you're like, yes, I did, yeah, it. And then you've just got to put your trainers on again.
And yeah, and do it the next
and
time.
And then do it again.
And we've talked about it as well. You know, I've got four children and I want to keep up with them. I want to play with, yeah, them. I want to, you know, be an active mother with them. So it's really good for me to stay healthy. And they're all girls. I want them to see that, you know, activity and health should be a part of your life. Yeah. So I feel like that's important that they see, yeah, you don't get older and stop sports just because you, right, stop school. You can carry, yeah, on to when you're older. But yeah, I want to enjoy them. I want to enjoy, hopefully one day, grandchildren. So I want, yeah, to keep healthy, keep active, yeah, as long as I can. And it's such an easy way to do it. And, you know, it's easy to, like, you know, like we say, if you can't run, you can walk. There's some runs I go on where I just will stop to walk for a bit. Or if we come to a really bad hill, like today, we ran, yeah, earlier. Oh, there were quite a few steps. We just walk up it. Yeah. It's fine. You don't, you know, it doesn't have to be a run the whole time till you've fallen, yeah, on the floor. You can.
And I think if it's a group that you're signing up to and you've committed to coming, it's easier to make that first step and to stick with it. Even if you're just doing it once a week to start, yeah, off with, and then you can kind of slowly build up.
Oh, definitely.
That.
There's definitely something in the accountability. Yeah. Especially through the winter months.
Yeah.
I mean, we've run through wind, yeah, rain, and so ice. And a few people said to us, if it's if it's really bad weather, are we still running? And we're like, yeah, yeah, see you next week.
-5, you'll be
like, we ran and it's been icy and freezing cold.
But we did talk about that actually, because we
run to really helps.
Well, yeah, we set it up in October and we did say, yes, should we wait until spring? Are we crazy doing it pre-winter? And actually now with hindsight, I'm so glad we did, because
so
then we got
we
lockdown and there, yeah, was nothing else that we can do. Gyms are closed. So, we literally have run in -5, there's been snow on the floor, there's been ice on the floor, there's rain.
Yeah, there's a couple of girls that have done every single week with us.
Yeah.
Amazing. And it's just, yeah, everyone's just said, oh, so glad. For some weeks, it's been the only thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
During lockdown, this is the only thing where people have seen another
person,
another person, really, and rather than another person. And I think we just feel at the moment, like, really passionate, really want to share the fact that this is a good thing. It is working.
Yeah.
You know, people are talking, people who don't know each other are meeting each other.
Yeah.
It's not set to a specific set of people.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah,
brilliant.
We wanted to open it. We want everyone to feel welcome is the main thing, isn't it? It's not,
yeah, everybody,
it's not
welcome,
a clicky group. It's for everybody.
And Chapel's in such a small community anyway. It's great to kind of have a window where you know that you can go and meet people,
yeah,
and have the opportunity to meet people that you've maybe come across.
You may, yeah,
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 someone, but actually not spent that much time with,
yeah,
them and things. So I think it's,
yeah,
really good for that. Okay, so how do we sign up for Run Talk Run?
So there's an app. It's called My Crew. So you need to download the app and hopefully just follow the instructions. And then you will see, you just have to enter your name. I think you have to put in the city that you're with.
Yeah.
And then it should quite easily come up, because I think we're the only people using My Crew in Schaffhausen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
if anybody has any problem with signing up on My Crew, we are on Facebook and we are on Instagram, so you can just instant message us or direct
message.
Okay,
to find you on Facebook and Instagram.
Instagram is runtalkrun_Schaffhausen, and the same for Facebook.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.